Gabriel, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Very excited.
This is very excited.
This is awesome. We never thought we'd get to speak to Noel and Ross from Revenge. Your show is brilliant, mate.
Thanks so much, man. Well, we have a lot of fun shooting the show, and it makes it even better that that people get a kick out of it. So it's my pleasure.
Now, Gabriel, I was over at a family event last night, and I told all the women around the table that we were going to be speaking to you, and they went bananas. How handsome you are, and what all these wonderful things on the show you do, and they want to pass on their best wishes.
My God, amazing. Well, you know what? It's as big a surprise to me as anyone, because, you know, when we started the show, I had no idea what the reaction to Nolan would be. I mean, he's a very odd duck character in a lot of ways. So the fact that people have responded to him in the way that they have has really, like, been an immense gift and a huge surprise. So, yeah, I'm really grateful.
And has it resulted in the ladies throwing themselves at you, yeah, Gabriel?
Yeah, which is amazing, right? Which is such an amazing thing because, you know, Nolan, as I said, he's about as strange as they get.
Yeah.
He's busy running around. He can't figure out who is he in love with, men or women or whatever, and it doesn't seem to make a difference.
No.
So it's really, really cool. You know, believe me, no complaints whatsoever.
And not just that, your character is like basically one of the richest that are in the Hamptons. You get to wear the most amazing stuff. You've got the most amazing sets. That is a pretty sweet acting gig.
Oh, yeah. I mean, guys got helicopters and jets and mansions. It's fantastic. I mean, I think what's really interesting about this season is you really get to see the business behind Nolan Ross, the Noel Corp of it all, if you will. And as a result, I mean, I think there's any number of things I could tease. I believe you guys are on episode 5 right now, so I have to be careful saying too much, I suppose. But you will see the inner workings of Nolan's romantic life this year. You will see the way that his business runs or doesn't run.
Gabriel, when is this strange promoting this show? You know, we're over in Australia at the moment and everybody's at fever pitch watching this show. Does that seem strange to you?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm so happy that they are at a fever pitch, you know, because I think one thing feeds the other. You know, the more excited the audience is, mm-hmm. the more excited we are as actors to film the show and to play these characters and to kind of give the audience more. And so I think, as I said, the more excitement, the more, the more enthusiasm we have doing it to bring it to the audience.
Nice. Good
How man. Much time do you actually spend at the Hamptons? Do you guys do a lot of on-set stuff there? And what's it like in reality?
Well, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you guys, zero time in the Hamptons.
Zero time?
Really? Time in the Hamptons?
Spewing.
Seriously, is the helicopter pilots who film all the exterior shots from the plane, and then, you know, the rest of us are firmly ensconced in Los Angeles filming this in a studio.
You've just ruined everything. I thought that you're on the beach all the time.
I shouldn't have told you, right?
Oh, that's crazy.
It's impressive. So they can make us believe it.
You've at least gone there since the show's aired, haven't you, and spent some time down there as an actor?
Sure.
Hang on.
Can you tell I'm lying?
Gabriel, have you ever been to the Hamptons?
You must have.
Ever.
Okay. No. That is my big confession. You guys just got the biggest spoiler of all.
Well,
I've never been to the Hamptons.
Not even a polo match down there. That's unbelievable.
Nothing.
That's crazy. That is amazing.
That is, you know what? That is some good acting, Nolan Ross. That is some good acting.
Because, you know, you look like you fit right in.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the magic of the whole show. I mean, I think last year, Emily and Josh, I believe, went and did a trip through the Hamptons and visited, but I have yet to go. I mean, in fact, it works out well, though, because if there was a moment in the series when they were considering having us shoot in the Hamptons proper, and it would never have worked, because for the most part, the majority of the series takes place during the summer, but you know, we shoot all through the winter. So if we were actually shooting on the Hamptons, we would be in ice and snowstorms and blizzard and sleet. and you would never get to see us running around in bathing suits jumping in the ocean. So I think it works out well for everybody.
Oh, good point. Hey, Gabriel, I was reading that when you're on the Ellen show that you said that you're only a couple of weeks away from chucking it all in if you hadn't have got the gig.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. I've been working in the business for, you know, many, many years, and I had gotten to that point in my life where I sort of thought, well, if there's anything else you might be interested in, it could be a good time to check that out now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like that line from whatever The Godfather Part 3, I believe. They're like, just when you think you're out, they pull you back in. And
yeah.
Boy, did they pull me back in a big way. So I'm really glad that I hung on long enough to get to experience the world of revenge and the Hamptons.
Well, the one thing about your show now is I can't seem to walk into a room without looking around for little hidden cameras. Just little trinkets, a clamshell or a shamu. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Well, you know, imagine how I feel in my life. I now live in a state of paranoia everywhere I go because I am convinced that the whole place has been bugged at this point. So.
I love it.
Good point. It's such a great show. Not only do all of the masses love it, but it's a favourite with most celebrities that are on chat shows. They say, we can't believe that we haven't, can't believe I haven't seen Revenge or something like that. It's absolutely brilliant, mate.
It has captured everyone's imagination.
Thank you for being on our show.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Well, you know, it'll be my pleasure to come in and see you directly in the studio when I get to do a trip through Australia.
Well, so, we would love to have you here. All right. Brilliant to talk to you. Thanks so much, Gabriel. Cheers.
Thanks, Gabriel.
Bye. Thanks so much, guys. Cheers. Have a great day.
Bye. Goodbye. That was Nolan Ross, everyone.